similar to the question about housing affordability, affordability in general is an issue that is at the core of the New Democratic Party, not just in this election cycle, but this is something that goes to our very nature of our party, is trying to make life more affordable for regular people across Canada. We know that when you help out the people who are struggling, that it's beneficial for the community at large. It makes us healthier, safer, and more resilient. So we have a lot of different programs that are going to address affordability, specifically on housing, a massive public housing investment, and cracking down on foreign speculators in the housing market in order to drive down housing prices. We are introducing a universal pharmacare program, something the Liberals have been talking about for a really long time, and the Prime Minister says he supports that, and we could be in Ottawa working on that now rather than being in this election. But we want to introduce a universal pharmacare program that's going to help people afford prescription medication, which is one of the big drivers in people's budgets. If they happen to be diagnosed with something that requires prescription drugs, often people have to make really, really hard choices about their budgets because of the high cost of prescription medication. And so we want people to be able to pay for prescription medication with their health card and not with their credit card. There are a whole lot of other issues and other initiatives. We want our universal national universal affordable child care program. This is something that the Liberals have promised since 1993 when I was in grade 8. I'm 41 years old, and I've been waiting my whole life for the Liberals to introduce a universal child care, which is something they promise at every election. And again, something that we could be in Ottawa working on now between the Liberals and the New Democrats rather than being on the campaign trail. You mentioned guaranteed income, and the New Democrats want to begin that work starting by focusing on seniors and people with disabilities. So we want to lift all seniors and people living with disabilities out of poverty by expanding the income security programs so that they can have a guaranteed livable income. I mentioned already about cell phone and internet price caps. We're getting price gouged in cell phone and internet costs. We're among the highest in the world for cell phone and internet costs. It's because there's a lack of competition and there's no reason for us to be gouged on those prices. So the New Democratic government would like to see price caps introduced to make cell phone and internet service affordable for Canadians. And you mentioned specifically the price of gasoline. I know that my former colleague, the longtime city councilor, the late Mike Anthony, was really big on watching price gouging. And then in Northern Ontario, we see the high gasoline prices often as a result of price gouging in the market. And so the New Democrats want to introduce a gas price watchdog so that we can investigate cases of price gouging and make sure that we're paying a fair price for gasoline.